In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, if you heard that little nugget that Sam just dropped on you, it has gone viral, and anyone around our age will laugh along with us. I think everyone will laugh at it. Some adult children were cleaning out, you know, the attic or whatever, Scott, and they came across an old cassette tape. And the cassette tape contains a recording from 1988 and the now adult son's prom, high school prom. And the recording is his dad in 1988, who has decided to let his son borrow his car for prom. Mm. Now, for those of you having trouble remembering 1988, it was a great year. The prom theme that year was probably, I'm going to go silver and turquoise.
By whom?
Let Your Dreams Come True.
By whom?
Who was the hit that year, Scott?
Okay, so first of all, let the music master take over for just a second here.
Oh, please.
Okay, simmer down.
A lot of the songs that charted in 88, I'm looking at the list right now, were actually released on an album from 1987, but, you know, they stagger the singles.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example, Michael Jackson from his Thriller album in 82 was still having hits in 84 off of that record.
Prom's in the spring.
The biggest hit in 1988, and it would have had to have been pretty early in 1988, was Faith by George Michael.
Oh, yes!
Mm-hmm.
When Jody Weintraub turned the key in the ignition of the family car on his way to prom on May 6th, 1988, he was surprised to hear his father's voice. Rather than give his son a lecture about taking care of his beloved black BMW 5 Series with leather interiors, Jody's dad, Philip,
easier to clean,
a former radio DJ for the Navy, decided to record a message, and it starts out, Sam, do you have it? It's in the Dana and Parks folder.
Congratulations, you scored Dad's car. You're going to have a great time, but there's some rules of the road I want you to pay attention to. Number one, observe all laws of the state of Illinois. That means watching speed limits and not being a show-off. No drinking, drugs, or other intoxicating beverages, either before, near, in, around, or through the car. I'm checking the mileage. About 100 miles is okay.
Okay, first of all, I love the Axel Foley.
Yeah, pause it for a moment.
Sound effect in
that
the background.
That is the sound effect on the actual cassette, because this guy was a DJ back in the day. One of the funniest things he says, no gum chewing, no car racing, no long distance calls from the car phone. Yes, this car had a phone back in 88.
In 88? And was then, he from Miami Vice?
And then this one, no throwing up in the car. And if you must fart, please raise your seat off the seat or stick it out the window or do it in the trunk. And then his dad concludes the recording with, have a great time, dude.
Wow. All right. So here's what your prom theme might have been that year. And even though my prom was in 89, we used a song from 88. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Your prom theme could have been Hands to Heaven by Breathe. One More Try by George Michael.
I love, love time.
The Flame by Cheap Trick. Their one and only number one single, by the way. Well, Father Figure by George Michael. He had a lot that year.
That would have been a little awkward as a prom theme.
True. And then there was the theme from my prom, of which I took, who did I take that year? Joy Cool. I took to my senior prom, mm-hmm. and here was our theme. I'm waiting.
Oh.
Sam, you might want to fast forward a little bit.
Hold on to the knights, baby. Richard Marks in that glorious mullet.
This was the theme song for our 1989 prom in Lansing.
Oh, I saw your face. And my mind could not erase.
Mm-mm.
This is so
terrible,
cheesy.
Someone
wrote.
And that's enough.
About the, yeah, we're good. And my mind could not erase.
The beauty of the face.
Yep. Oh, every girl was so in love with Richard Marks.
Angel by Aerosmith was a big hit that year.
Oh, I love that song. Someone wrote of the dad's message on cassette, before Life 360, there was, I'm checking the mileage. I'm curious for our listeners. This was such a throwback and it made me laugh. Did your parents ever let you borrow their car for the dance?
Yes.
Because my dad did. Once, and it was his brand new charcoal gray Honda Accord.
Ooh.
It was a sporty little four-seater.
I ferried my day to and fro in a Mercedes-Benz that my parents brought back from Germany. When you were in the military, and by the way, Mercedes are not, they're not like...
Dime a dozen over there.
Yeah, it's like a Honda over here. They're everywhere. And in the military, at least back then, I don't know what the policy is now, you'd get two cars when you got there. You could bring one back for free.
Would they ferry it or something?
They would. Yeah. My dad had to drive down to New Orleans and pick up our car.
Okay.
Or fly down to New Orleans. And they literally put it on a boat and brought it back to the United States. You got one car back for free.
Now, when they let you take the Mercedes, did you get the talk, 10 and 2, don't fart in my car? No gum chewing.
That's the car that we dropped the transmission out of, taking it over the crazy bump in Leavenworth.
Got it. Was it that night?
No.
Okay.
Not that night.
I've never told this story before, but I'm about to tell it right now. Dad made the probably not wisest decision to let us take his car to prom with my best friend, Rebecca. And I did not drive. I was the date. It was my father's car. And the idiot that
I was... Who did you go to prom with?
Oh, I'm not even discussing it. He was such an idiot.
Give me his first name.
Matt.
Okay. Matt.
We were at a stoplight in Topeka, and he starts revving the engine.
Oh, Matt idiot liked to rev. Okay.
Keep in mind, we're in a Honda Accord. We're not in a luxury sedan.
Did you call him the Revernator?
And he... hit the gas, and I remember going, stop it, because it's my dad's car. And we hear, broop.
Oh, yeah.
We got pulled over in my father's car on the way to prom, and I will never forget. God, I hated him. I will never forget.
Then why'd you go to prom with him?
I don't know. I will never forget the name of the ticket. What the ticket said, as long as I live, I will never forget it.
Drag racing.
The officer comes up. We're all dressed in tuxedos and my little pink, white taffeta dress. And I am so mad at my date because this is so avoidable. The ticket said, unnecessary acceleration.
Oh, yeah. By the way, in a 91 Honda Accord, which was not a looker.
That sounds a little dirty.
Unnecessary acceleration. Mm-hmm. And I remember... I panicked, Scott, for weeks. Like, would my dad find out? Back then there wasn't an internet. You couldn't research. If you get a ticket in a car you've borrowed from your dad, is your dad going to find out that the idiot he let borrow the car got a ticket for unnecessary
acceleration? You'll find out if he didn't pay for it.
I just remember saying to my date, You're paying for that, and you better hope to God my dad doesn't find out.
And where is Matt these days?
I don't
being
think
an idiot
that
somewhere.
He ended up going to Princeton. We'll just leave it at
Didn't
that.
Did he go to something else that starts with a PRI?
Leavenworth.
More likely than Princeton.
I'm going to look him up during the break.
Unnecessary acceleration.
That's awesome. Who did Rebecca go with?
Jason was his name.
What was his last name?
I'm not going to give last names.
Okay. You're going to give me the last name for Matt during the break, and I'm going to look him up, find out where this cat is.
See, you guys had it rough. In 20-whatever year I went to prom, we all took party buses.
I know. Our kids did, too, yeah. And I hated them. Hated them. Don't lean on that side door.
There was no booze whatsoever on that thing.
No.
There was just juice boxes and...
You're kidding, right?
They all behaved very well, I'm sure.
No Are booze. You that naive?
No. Zero.
I remember
no, you're,
saying,
you're lying.
I remember saying to my kids on those party buses, because you know, back then, you could just slap a bumper sticker on the back of a bus and start hauling kids around. It was the most unregulated Wild West of transportation. Don't you remember we had people flying out on the highway?
Heck, I was at a Chiefs game last season and saw, and there was a party bus, and we're trying to get out of the parking lot. Guy pulls down the window, the old school, you know, school bus windows that come down from the top, pokes his head out and just pukes right into the parking lot.
It was weird, though, that everybody had their own bottle of water that didn't have a label on it.
Right.
Go Chiefs.
Super odd.
Is that Dasani? Why is it brown?
I know.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ooh, so you know I just got back from...
Well, you know I found Muscle Car Matt.
Yeah, I do. Let's not talk about that.
Let's just say you dodged a bullet. Yes,
is he a looker? Wait, was that literal?
Not funny.
He does not live in Topeka anymore.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I'm aware. Okay, that's... Thank you for that.
He's a big Chiefs fan.
He's over there trying to look. I go, please, let's not go. I'm like, it gives me anxiety to even think. You know how much I hated high school.
Does he still go by Matt Idiot?
No, it's fine.
No, but he's got two kids,
okay,
wife.
Good, fine.
Apparently comes back to town from wherever he moved to for Chiefs Super Bowl.
That's great.
Parades.
That's great.
Oh, son's
big
cute.
Fan of the show.
You know,
big fan. Probably listens on the way in.
That's great.
On the app. Okay, I mean, take it wherever you go.
He's got a white lab.
Okay, let's go.
He's married.
Can I actually finish my story, please?
Not until I'm done making fun of Matt.
You haven't even started it.
Here we go. I really want to talk about this because it makes me sad and it doesn't give me anxiety. When I was down visiting my mom and dad, there are entire societies dedicated to the preservation of the trees down south. You know, think Forrest Gump. With the trees and the moss, and they are sprawling, and they are hundreds of years old, and people will fight you to save the trees. That
Absolutely.
Is just a fact.
Absolutely.
There's an entire society. There's signs in everyone's yard that says S-O-T, save our trees.
Was there any signs that said there's a hole in the ground where the tree once
yes,
stood?
Yes, there is.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Everybody's making money. Everybody. So this story made me sad. There's a historic tree in Kansas City set to be cut down this weekend.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down.
Anyway, you're saying.
The tree is 250 years old.
Wow.
In the next few days, Kansas City will bid farewell to one of its oldest living residents, a historic landmark that has sat in the metro for 250 years.
Why is it coming down?
It's called the Frank Liberty Tree. Can you look that up, Sam? I've never heard of it. The Frank Liberty Tree, one of the last Liberty trees in Missouri, has served as a gathering place for the community since the mid-1700s. It sits behind a brick home near Monroe and Lexington Avenue in the historic Northeast, where its mature branches have grown for two centuries, providing shade and a hidden piece of Kansas City history to all who pass by. However,
there's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Stand up.
Stand
up. Somebody's making money.
You guys know the words. Come on.
However, as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. Despite living through the city's founding, Missouri statehood, multiple wars, numerous generations of owners, and modern day developments, the tree has fallen victim to an advanced root fungus, making it unhealthy. And when trees are unhealthy, they are unsafe. And now they are removing it, but not without a farewell. There's going to be a Frank Liberty Tree champagne farewell to 250 years this Saturday.
Will there be music?
Law protects exceptional trees, but the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deeds.
The Frank Liberty Tree was certified by the Missouri Department of Conservation and the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission of Missouri as one of the state's most cherished Liberty Trees back in 1976. What is a Liberty Tree? And Liberty, by the way, is capitalized.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
It's a bur oak.
Well, then maybe that's what it is.
No, it keeps saying Liberty Tree like we're and it's capitalized again like we're supposed to know what that means.
The Tree of Liberty primarily refers to a symbol of freedom, particularly in the context of the American and French revolutions.
Well, freedom till it's murdered, Sam.
Well, there is a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
The funniest part about her what performance to that city council in Seattle.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody
is the
money.
End of it where the city councilman says, thank you, Cheryl, for that. What can you get to the end of it where they thank her?
Thank you, Suzanne. That was a very wonderful presentation. I do have to make for the record to reflect that is a second warning for disturbance because of group participation. I really love the song. I am saying I have to maintain consistent boundaries forever. So thank you very much for that.
What I love is about the part where he says, because others joined in, they really didn't.
Well, she told him to. And she told him to stand up.
Stand up.
You know the words.
Sing, everybody.
You know, I wish
your
I...
Your two blossoms rustling
level
in the
a
wind.
Second warning, Suzanne.
I wish I was passionate about something outside of my family like some people are. Like, what's her name? Suzanne? Susan?
Suzanne, yeah.
Crazy?
Yeah.
No.
Second warning Suzanne is what we'll call her.
Second warning Suzanne.
Second warning Suzanne, that's right. I wish I had the passion to get up there about anything in front of a city council and make a complete ass out of myself.
No, I love that she... Can someone please tell us who Frank Liberty was? It's the Frank Liberty tree. Who was Frank Liberty?
Well, no, it's a Liberty tree.
Frank the Liberty tree. I think the name of the tree is Frank.
We've named the tree?
Frank
so
the
we're
Liberty
murdering
tree.
Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. No, this says the Frank Liberty tree. I didn't even know this thing was in Kansas City.
I didn't either, and now...
Then who cares?
I care.
That bastard down.
Scott, it is 250 years old. I'm saying if you said that in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, they would come after you with pitchforks. Because their trees down there don't just grow up. They grow out. Okay. Like, they grow horizontally.
There's a hole in the sky.
Oh, I forgot that she changes up the chorus at the end. In the sky, in
Second
the sky.
Morning Suzanne is the greatest name you've ever, ever leveled on anyone, Sam.
That's called the bridge, Sam. That's the bridge of the song.
There's a hole in the sky, instead of a spreading canopy.
Yes, that is called, that is literally, and I'm being serious, that is called the bridge of a song.
Oh my God.
Where you change everything up, you go a little different, and then you go back to the chorus.
Yeah,
I'm done with her.
I'm sad about the Liberty tree, Frank.
You didn't even know it existed.
Well,
I'm
now that I know, I'm sad. It was planted in 1640. Oh, that's in one in Steubenville. Apparently, there are Liberty trees everywhere. Ours is just Frank Liberty.
The math also doesn't really add up because it's been there since the mid-1700s, but it's only 250
years old. Yes, the math does add up, Sam. What's 1750 plus 250?
That would be 2000.
Yeah. Generally, it's...
The tree is 275 years old.
17th century? No, that'd be the 18th century.
Correct.
That's from the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix root rot?
No.
I believe the answer is no.
You know what they should do? They should
cut it down.
No.
Make furniture out of it.
No, I was going to say, make something out of the wood so that Frank Liberty lives on.
Oh, man, those live edge slabs would sell for
my gosh. We've got a couple of those. We've got a couple of those in our home.
Developer's greed.
Don't you make fun of the live edge slab.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Maybe some termites.
Very interesting. I do have to warn you.
For the record.
Second warning. For the record.
I have to follow decorum.
Because this was a demonstration, because others joined in.
Group participation.
Hey,
quick reminder, we are trying to generate as many new coats for children here in Kansas City as possible as part of our Coats for Kids campaign 2025. It runs through December 19th. If you can help, please make your donation to Coats for Kids by texting KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321.
Per usual, our listeners are much, much smarter than we are.
Truly.
Apparently, there isn't one Liberty tree. It's a thing.
Don't take away what Chad's about to tell us on line one.
That's why I'm saying.
All right.
Chad knows.
Chad in Sedalia. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
We're good. What is a Liberty tree?
A Liberty tree. From my understanding, Liberty tree is any tree designated growing before our Declaration of Independence, which... would be our liberty.
Okay. All right.
All the more reason we should try to save them. And I understand this one has root rot and it's in someone's backyard. And if it does fall down, God knows it would probably harm a lot of people. It's 250 years old. This is not
this
a small
like
tree.
The redwoods, is that what they're called out in California?
The sequoias, yeah.
Yeah. If it's one of those trees, I totally get it. But if it's just some...
No, it's 250 years old.
It's a run-of-the-mill oak tree. I'm surprised it made it this long.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Oak trees are literally the tree of Satan.
Do not besmirch the Liberty Tree. What is wrong with you? I still don't understand.
We're about to tear it down.
I still don't understand who Frank is, but I love that it's pre-revolution.
Frank is probably the guy that lived in the house that's in front of it.
What happened to Frank?
We don't know.
A branch probably fell on him.
No, the Liberty Tree has outlived all of...
So Frank died. Everything living dies at some point.
During revolutionary times, patriots often met under designated trees, nicknamed Liberty Trees, to discuss forming a new nation independent from the Queen. I absolutely
love England was ruled by a king.
Whatever.
Okay. At the time.
I was waiting for the page to refresh. I
believe it was King George III.
Across the nation, trees were many of the landmarks sought out and recognized as most likely being in existence during America's Revolution.
Queen Elizabeth ruled for a long time.
In Missouri, recognizing those trees was a project headed by the Missouri Department of Conservation and the American Revolution Bicentennial Commission of Missouri. During revolutionary times, patriots met under the designated trees named Liberty Tree to discuss forming a new nation independent from British rule. Plaques were placed adjacent to the tree. Owners of the trees also received a certificate signed by then-Governor Kit Bond, and the Kansas City's mayor at the time was Wheeler. Oh, I love this.
What did the
this.
Certificate say? Hope you don't want to do any landscaping anytime soon because now you can't touch this thing.
Stop peeing on the Liberty Trees. Don't you find this fascinating?
Well, apparently a lot of people have.
That tree
it's got fungus growing
has
on it.
Witnessed the birth of our nation. I am surprised as much as you love history, you are taking this.
Well, that would be why they say 250 years is because they're really only looking back to 250 years ago. It may be much older than that. But you can tell the age of a tree when you cut it down by the number of rings.
I hope they do
How
something with the tree when they cut it down.
Would it be if the tree was only like 100 years old?
Stop peeing on my Liberty Tree!
Well, we thought it was a Liberty Tree, but turns out... Yeah,
first of all, like...
This is what the plaques look like. It says official Liberty Tree. Look at that. It looks like a...
Very nice plaque.
It's a monument.
Very shiny. I'm curious as to how many Missourians really met under... these trees during the Revolutionary War, for example, because first of all, Missouri didn't even become a state until 1821. The population of Missouri was so small in the 1770s, they didn't even take a census.
Because they have arborists now, Scott, who and they did this in the 70s. In the 70s, tree-educated people went around, I don't know, look for the tall ones, and then probably looked at a branch and said, okay, based on our expertise.
We have no idea, but we think.
This is pre-Revolutionary War.
By the way, Frank is short for Franklin.
Oh.
Benjamin.
The third U.S. president.
Finest president we've ever
absolutely
had.
Absolutely love it. I love our trees.
By the way, the population of St. Louis, because there was no Kansas City at the time, at 1776, the population of St. Louis was 332 people. 75 of them were slaves. Mm.
A booming metropolis.
You know, we've only been watching old-timey movies lately. So we watched Lincoln two nights ago.
I'm going to try to get that in this weekend.
My God, it's good.
It's a lamb. That's the problem. You know, Wheel of Fortune doesn't end until 7. I'm not staying up till 10 o'clock.
Well, you will love it. And we watched one last night with Hilary Swank and Tommy Lee Jones that is set in Nebraska in the 1800s. So this tree we're talking about would have been 150 years old when this movie was set.
I don't think that's accurate.
It is called The Homesman, Run, Do Not Walk.
The Homesman.
So back then on the prairie, if you were a woman and you experienced trauma, you know, suck it up, buttercup. The cows still need to be milked.
Define trauma.
Stillbirths.
Okay.
Rape. Murder. Like all of the things back then when, I don't want to say it was lawless, but yeah, it was kind of law.
You ever seen 1883?
Yeah, this is set in Nebraska and there's no town for miles. You are just on your own with a couple of horses and a rifle, okay?
And a Liberty Tree.
And a Liberty Tree. And it's Hilary Swank. It is Tommy Lee Jones. We were glued to this thing. Huh. And homesman is the term that they used for Tommy Lee Jones because Hillary Swank's character takes off with three women in a wagon. God, I said to Johnny last night, I would last 6 minutes back then.
I think you're probably about 5 minutes over.
In a wagon, they take off because the women are not well, if you know what I mean. And they need a man to escort them because of there are Indians.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean they're not well?
Mentally, they were not well. They could not, for a variety of reasons I won't get into, trauma, they could not stay on the homestead in Nebraska. So they needed to go back to where they came from, to their moms and dads and families. Because remember, back then, people got married when they were 16.
You got your dowry and seven, you're off
you got your goat and your dowry and your land, and off you went into this hostile environment in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest. And so Tommy Lee Jones very reluctantly agrees to escort these four women who otherwise would have been probably murdered or worse. He escorts them all the way back to the homeland. It is outstanding.
The Homesman.
The Homesman. I had never heard about it. Okay. But we watch Lincoln. Tommy Lee Jones is in Lincoln. And then, you know, the algorithms start popping up other Tommy Lee Jones movies.
Do you think he's a good actor?
Oh, I think he's phenomenal. Hmm. I think he's one of the best. Do you not?
I think he's all right.
Oh, my God. I think he's one of the
best.
I think
he got ruined for me in The Fugitive.
He won an Oscar.
I didn't think it was that good.
I didn't murder my wife. I don't care. It's one of the greatest lines in cinema.
I think it was Luke. I'm your father. Another fraternity at KU has been placed under investigation following a report that members engaged in hazing and other harmful behavior this semester. KU notified Delta Upsilon of the investigation in a formal letter dated in October. The letter outlines potential violations but does not include specific allegations. Delta Upsilon is one of three KU fraternities that recently regained official student organization status in August.
They were shut down since Jack's freshman year.
Following years-long suspensions stemming from previous hazing investigations. So am I to read this?
They were shut down since Jack was a incoming freshman at KU.
Which is to say more than 6 years ago.
Yeah, he's 25.
Yeah. So they're on suspension for X number of years,
yeah.
Right? They get off suspension. They're back in the good graces of KU, and now they're under investigation less than 5 months later.
Well, you think they stop the ne'er-do-wellism or the hazing when they're on suspension? No, they just move it off property.
I cannot defend it. I will not defend it. I can only speak to our experience. And our experience was phenomenal.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I know that that is not the same
so
for everyone.
They say.
Anyway, some people who were there say they experienced a toxic culture.
I don't deny it, and I don't defend it. That was not our experience. That's all I can say.
Delta Upsilon is described by one organization as the frat for non-frat guys. Okay.
Okay. What does that even mean?
Well, if you're not into fraternity male bonding, let's go to Delta Upsilon. That's where we want to hang out.
It was three doors down from the house I lived in with Libby.
From the text
line. And we had friends in that house, but that was, 30 years ago?
Delta Upsilon are the four guys in Lawrence that do Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. All right.
Selling bricks.
I have friends who are alums. I can't defend it and I won't.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Answer me this. When you do your taxes yourself, you are responsible for your taxes.
Correct.
If you pay someone a whole bunch of money to do them for you and they screw up, mm-hmm. it's still on you, correct?
It could potentially still be on you. For example, I go to H&R Block. I'm not even playing with the government when it comes to my taxes. I'm not going to screw around. I don't understand it. I don't have the bandwidth for it. So at H&R Block, for example, and I've been going to them for years, since when Sean and I were married, because she worked there. Excuse me. You pay based on how much it's based on how much time they have to take
yeah.
to do your taxes. So I got Sarah going to H&R Block. She pays a lot less than I do.
Sure.
She doesn't have the investments, the 401k like her dad. So I pay X number of dollars and then I pay an extra $25. And for that $25, and I've never had to use it, if I get audited, they take over.
It's insured. Okay. A Kansas City woman has pleaded guilty in federal court to preparing and filing false income tax returns for clients. 30-year-old Tanisha Spencer is accused of preparing false income tax returns for people who contacted her through Facebook. The returns included fraudulent sick leave, fraudulent family leave credits, false fuel tax credits, and fraudulently inflated federal tax withholdings.
I don't get it.
Federal documents claim she was able to manufacture substantial refunds to her clients that they wouldn't be entitled to had the returns been accurately filed. Mm-hmm. In all, she prepared 156 returns and claimed more than $4 million in refunds. The IRS actually wound up paying out $700,000 of those refunds. She is facing up to 3 years in federal prison. I ask you that question because it never says dot, dot, dot. Are you on the hook for that? If you contact, I mean, I'm not saying this was shady because she was advertising through Facebook Marketplace.
Sounds pretty shady. But
maybe that is not the most certified person to do the work.
But her clients may not have known. I'm not saying they did or didn't.
But that's my question.
But here's, if they didn't know, I don't know the answer to that.
What's $4 million divided by 156?
I don't know.
This is where I'm going with this. She had 156 clients. Mm-hmm. $4 million in refunds was claimed. That is going to be
quite a bit.
A hefty amount. So like, let's say every year you maybe get $900 back or you owe $1,500, right? Then all of a sudden, this 35-year-old through Facebook starts doing your return. And instead of $900 back, which anyone would be thrilled with, you're getting like $100,000 back.
I need an accountant. What's her name?
It's $25,157.
Per client.
I'm not saying these people knew something was up.
I would probably, if my tax preparer who is very good at what she does.
Yeah.
If she told me 1 year, I usually get something back.
Oh, God.
Not a lot, but something.
How?
Why are you yelling at me?
I would love to know how you manage that, but keep going. If someone called you and said, hey, by the way, you're getting 25 grand back.
I would say, I think you might want to rerun those numbers.
I think these people went, where do I sign?
Yeah. Actually, I've only had to pay in the last 15 years, I've only had to pay the government once.
Do they have to give the money back now that her math was a little off by several zeros?
Well,
already spent it. It's gone.
Ignorance is not an excuse. Quick break for the news. Don't forget about Coats for Kids. If you can help out, please do. KMBZ Coats. It's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. And thank you. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.